This is Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hamill, performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Fite. Dramatized audio produced by eaudiobooks.com. We hope you like it. Pleasure and Savagery, Chapter 1, Episode 5.
Oh, I love the way you fuck me, Charles. You feel so good inside me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, yes. More like that, Tara. Oh, that's working. Talk to me more like that.
Oh, I'm feeling you. Fingering me, baby. I'm thinking I need... Oh, more. Oh, finger in each hole. Oh, gliding in and out and... In and... And out. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck me deeper. Oh.
Fuck. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. That's my girl. Tell me more like that. Just like that. What do you want me to do, Tara? What do you want me to do to you?
Oh, and now make it two fingers in each hole. Oh, yes.
Tara grabbed Charles's face, pushed her mouth up to his, and sucked his warm tongue down into her mouth like a cock, and sucked it deep down into her throat. As his two fingers rhythmically worked her wet pussy, and two fingers stretched and prepared her eager anus, all three of Tara's holes occupied at the same time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And all three of her dark angels were laughing happily and whispering even darker and more taboo temptations into Tara's ears.
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Tara's pussy clenched and gripped each of Charles's digits. Her body began its upsurge as she slowly built toward an orgasm. Tara aimed for the climax that she was denied less than 24 hours ago, when Philip, her old boyfriend, was in her bed. Oh, she needed a release of her body so desperately, and she needed a release of Philip. No, Charles interrupted in a low growl. He stopped his manipulations just long enough to slap her ass himself this time. Tara let out a small cry. This isn't about you, Tara. Feel those fingers, Tara. Feel those fingers. He slowly worked two fingers in her tight pussy and two in her clenching anus, working them deeper as he commanded, I want you to express to me what you feel, what you want to feel, what you want me to make you feel. Talk to me, baby. Talk dirty to me.
Oh, I want to come, Charles. Oh, I want you to fuck me senseless. Oh, I need you to just take my pussy. No preliminaries. I want... Oh, ouch! Oh, Charles. What the fuck am I doing wrong?
Charles slapped Tara's ass again, but this time with his free hand. Ah, I didn't ask you what you wanted. I asked you, how do I make you feel? He said the last six words slowly and deliberately.
I feel like you are teasing me on purpose.
With an evil smile, Charles slid a third finger up her anus.
Ooh.
Ooh, that stretched her a bit. But then he also slid his mammoth cock up between her ass cheeks and stroked it up and down against her clit as he slid his third finger in and out of her anus. Ooh, she was dripping wet.
Oh, Charles. Oh, no one has ever done that.
Oh, yes, Tara. Yes, that's it. Tell me. More like that, baby. Tell me more like that. Tell me, how do I make you feel, Tara? Tell me, slut.
Diary, what do I say?
Make some shit up. Tell him to try four fingers, anything to keep his cock hard. He's on the edge, Tara. Dreaming of fucking your asshole. You want this, baby girl. You want this. Oh, you like this.
Like what, Diary? I don't want him to stop. Oh, I am so close. I want him to make me fucking come.
Oh, yes, Tara. See, you already have what you need in you. Wrap that message up in a pornographic monologue and ooh, and you'll get your man to come on you. Men get really hard when their girl talks dirty during sex. Talk dirty, Tara. Talk dirty to your man.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Ooh, yes.
Tara looked at a diary on the kitchen table, waiting for more instructions. Oh, but I was now quiet for the first time. I was silent. Oh, baby girl, you can do this.
Diary.
Charles sighed deeply. He was getting impatient, just like before, he thought. Okay, Tara. This has been fun, but...
Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me in my ass, Charles, please. Please fuck me in my ass. Oh, make me come. Please.
Charles suddenly got a big smile on his face, and with new energy, forced her legs wider. She was his to take from behind, like a common whore. And she wanted to be taken now.
Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Oh, make me come, baby. Oh, make me come.
Tara bent over and used both of her hands to pull her ass cheeks apart to invitingly entice her man and make room for her lover's carnal advances upon her naked body from behind. Ooh, her star kiss winked at Charles. Tell me, my sweet slut, how does this feel? Charles asked. His slick pre-com coated the slick of her ass kiss with every long stroke and lubed his cock in her dripping pussy juices. He pushed his soft head of his hard dick into a warm, inviting anus and played with letting it slowly slide up and tease a reluctant sphincter. until it could resist his relentless penetrations no more. And his well-lubed shaft then easily slid deep up into her netherworld of pleasures.
Sinful. I'm going to go to hell. But, erotic. It feels good, Charles. Oh, so fucking naughty. Oh, you make me feel so good.
Oh, my sweet girl, you make me so hard for you. Why did I ever leave you, Tara?
Oh, I feel like I should not be enjoying this. Nonetheless, I am getting some kind of, wicked pleasure from you banging my... my asshole. It's like my appetite has, suddenly changed. And yet, seemingly, it's the same as it's always been. I've always wanted this. Yes, big man. A new road to ecstasy. A different way to climax.
Tell me what you need, Tara. Tell me now.
Please fuck me. In my ass. I need to come. Just like this. With you inside my ass. I want to enjoy this pleasure to the fullest.
I can do that for you, baby. Although he immediately took away the pleasure of him and stepped away. All you have to do is keep telling me how to make you feel, Tara. Tell me what you need, and I will give it to you. Always. Tell me, Tara. Tell me what to do. Let me know what is required from me. Not just what physical act you want performed. Instruct me. Teach me, my sweet slut.
Diary?
Tara, search in yourself for what to say. Instruct your man. Tara took a breath and gathered her thoughts before she spoke, and then said,
I want...
The delicate undertone of her voice screamed out her vulnerabilities. She was exposed.
Fuck. Charles, I need you to keep banging my ass, baby.
I love it when you call me baby, Tara.
And also fucking... Bang my pussy with your other hand. Double penetration, baby. Oh, yeah.
Double your pleasure. Double your fun. Dick and fingers at the same time. Ooh, you are everything I've ever wanted in a woman, Tara. Oh, fuck. How many fingers, sweetheart?
But, baby. Rub my clit, too. Fast. Hard. Okay, baby? Yes, like that. Fuck yes. Fuck yeah.
To start? Charles gently slid two of his fingers into her anus. Along with his hard cock.
Oh, fuck Yes.
As well as three fingers into her wet pussy.
Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, more.
She never let up on also sucking his tongue. And all three of her dark angels were laughing with glee at the sight of all of Terra's holes being fucked at the same time.
Fucking all of them. As many as you can fit. Oh, stretch me out, baby. Fucking stretch me out. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels so good when you're in my ass. And when you're also stretching my pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, please. Oh, stroke my G-spot with two fingers or three or just fucking screw me. Oh, now. Yes. 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 Oh, that's it.
Pulling his fingers out of her anus, he now grabs his rock-hard cock and pushes the soft head up against her already loose, stretched out, and well-lubed asshole. He slowly pushes inside her pink star again. Oh, so tight. With his other hand, he massages her very wet clit with his thumb as he pushes four fingers now deep up inside her delta, stretching her as she moans with ecstasy. Tell me, what kind of stroke, Terra?
A slow swirl with a medium grind to start. Match my rhythm, baby. Step closer to me. Yes, press your body up against mine. Spread my legs apart with your body. Oh, yes. Force my legs apart. I want to feel your heavy, warm body on top of me.
Charles did as instructed and played with Tara's G-spot. Firm nub and warm wet folds to help spread her warm juices as a lube. He withdrew, bathed his cock with her lube, then slid his rock-hard cock up to her gaping ass kiss and slid in easily. Again and again and again, in and out of her gaping hole, in and out, then deep in, pressing his body on top of her with his full weight, forcing the air out of his lungs. When he lifts himself back up to let her breathe, she laughs. She likes the feeling of being the naked woman under the big, strong man, the man who wants her, who claims her, and is taking what he wants. She loves being his slut. Her eyes roll back into her head as she says,
fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, that feels so good. Fuck heck yes. I feel myself building, Charles. Oh, the sensations are rushing through my body. Oh, raging like a fucking electrical storm. Oh, fuck. Fuck, hell yes.
Talk to me, Tara. You closed your eyes. Don't shut me out, Tara. As Charles speaks, his voice low and rumbling, she can feel the heat of his breath on the back of her neck as his pelvic thrusts push his hard cock deep up into her ass. The sensations of a building orgasm begin to flow through her body. She can feel her man is about to come up her ass. But then Charles stops. You're shutting me out, Tara. Remember, I'm here with you.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I am so, so close.
How do you feel, Tara?
I am trying to tell you, Charles.
She replied, her passion quickly turning into frustration. Baby girl, listen to your diary. Make some shit up, Tara. Quickly, before you fuck this up for both of us. Tara shook her head. It was ridiculously difficult to express her feelings, how she felt, what she felt, and what she needed from Charles at this moment. She tried desperately to find the words. However, they would not come to her. The concupiscent expressions she needed were just as unreachable as the orgasms for which she longed. All she could say in that instant was his name on bated breath.
Charles.
Yes, Tara. Tara was desperate. She did not want Charles to stop. She had no idea what he wanted her to say, but she knew what she wanted him to do. So she shouted,
Fucking make me come.
I ain't trying to bother. Charles cooed. As you wish, sweet girl. That's all I ever wanted to hear. That's all I ever needed to hear you say. Charles kissed his girl, his needy slut, as he stepped up behind her naked body. With his legs, again he forced her and stretched her legs wide apart to give himself maximum access to her from behind. Well, plus he just wanted to let her know who was in charge. As he pumped his hard cock deep up into her now very loose and gaping asshole. And at the same time, he thrust his long, warm tongue into her mouth. She wrapped her lips around his firm thickness, and she sucked and slurped it like a hard cock in her mouth. Then he reached around up between her legs, and Charles pushed his drenched fingers even deeper up into her pussy and rubbed up against her G-spot, all the time rubbing her clit with his thumb like he was trying to start a fire. As Tara's body tensed and arched, all three of her dark angels sang their one and only word of lust together Along with Diary, they all sang, yes, as Terra finally and very loudly moaned a long primal scream. This has been Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hammer, performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Bite. Music and sound effects used under license from Epidemic Sound. Tell Daddy thank you, and stay tuned for the next episode. Keep your lights low while you listen to more sexy podcasts from Cupid's Foreplay.